All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We're going to debate the new CBA for the NFL. The owners have approved it. Now it goes to the players. And it could mean an extra playoff team for each conference. It could mean another game.
I think the players need less of a percentage of the votes than the owners did. I think the owners needed 75%.
Yeah, because it wasn't unanimous. All right. The owners did not vote for it, mm-hmm. but it
I think
is passed.
The players only need 66%, two-thirds.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
So we mentioned Alshon Jeffrey. Right back to the phones. So the new CBA. So I'm reading from Jimmy Kempsky. He, in the Philly Voice, really, with Alshon Jeffrey, did a good job of explaining why he would be back. If he's not back, how would it go? So if you're going to cut Alshon Jeffrey, he's owed $26.1 million in dead money. If they cut him with a June 1st designation, he'd count for $16 million plus this year, and then another $9.5 million in 2021. So, and that's, Jack, with the new collective bargaining agreement. In other words, you could split some of the dead money to where he wouldn't cost you $26 million on your cap mm-hmm. if you got rid of him.
Yeah.
And that, and honestly, that may be the way that they're able to move on from him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if they feel, and I know we've done a lot of talking and speculation and assuming, you know,
That's what they want to do.
That some of this stuff about Alshon is true and the Eagles want to move on from him. We're going to find out here shortly because, quite frankly, I don't know how they're going to do it. Once you guaranteed him this money last year, which I don't know why they did that, but they did it. And I don't know how you're going to get out of this without taking this huge cap hit. But here's what I will say. If they believe that this stuff that has come out over the last 2 years is from their locker room, is from one of their leaders on this team, one of their veterans on this team, mm-hmm. on that side of the ball, where you're basically undermining one of the most important players on the team, plays the most critical position on the team, you got to get him out of the locker room. Because it's back-to-back years of this. So, now the Eagles, there's sometimes you got to take your medicine. Sometimes you got to take your medicine. And if your medicine is eating $26 million on your cap, that's your fault.
Oh, it's definitely their fault.
That's your fault. It sucks, but you decided to guarantee the money.
You got
to
take it on the lip and do it.
And do it.
Yeah, no, you're right. None of us really know what's going on internally. We mm-hmm. can only speculate. You know, the
but you got to move on. If that happened the last 2 years and you believe he was the reason or the source of this stuff, you got to get him out of the building. You got to get him out of the building.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were good enough once he was IR yeah. and couldn't play anymore.
You got to move on from it.
The offense definitely looked different. You know, Antonio Brown's $21.12 million is the largest dead money in NFL mm-hmm. history. Alshon Jeffrey, if it ended up being $26 million, would surpass it by $5 million. It's the largest amount yeah. of dead money.
And let me say this. Not last year. Not the year before that, not in his best years, has he ever been in the stratosphere of Antonio Brown?
Nope.
As a receiver?
No, not at all. No. And $26 million, I mean, you look at it from you can space it out over 2 years, then you can be like, okay.
Right.
All right, like $10 million on the next year's cap. Like, all right, you don't want to do that.
Right. But if that's the price you got to pay, that's the price you got to pay. I tell you, man, listen, Pittsburgh realized they couldn't move on with Antonio Brown. They didn't want to take a $20 million cap hit.
But they had to get him out of
but
there.
They had to.
Yeah.
Because they got standards. They got principles. Right? Like, they look at this thing like, okay, I don't care who you are. This is the way we run our organization.
Yeah, and it's also, if what we believe is true with Alshon, and I think a lot of us do, it wasn't just a one-time thing. This happened two straight years
yeah.
where there was anonymous sources.
Yeah.
All right, to me, I mean, someone's shown their true colors on what they really are.
Exactly.
888-729-9494. So that could help you with this new collective bargaining agreement that the NFL is proposing to its players. It involves an extra playoff team in each conference and an extra regular season game.
Listen, I was already putting packages together with Alshon and Sidney Jones and a third-round pick or second-round pick to Minnesota for Stephon Diggs.
Oh,
hey, man.
Oh, I need Diggs here.
I mean, Minnesota is going to lose both their starting corners, Xavier Rhodes and Trey Wayans. Sydney is young. Could need a fresh start.
They might do it if you didn't include Alshon.
Well, I mean, Alshon, if they're going to lose Stephon Diggs, at least they're getting a receiver back.
Making a lot of cash.
At least they gave Kirk Cousins guaranteed committed money.
Yeah, they're just making a lot of cash. We're taking a guy who's making a lot of cash on your team.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Mike and Delco, let's see what people think about this. Mike, what do you think about the new proposal from the NFL? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, yo? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
What's up, brother?
But, yeah, no, I like it. I agree with Ike. You know, I think it's good, especially, like you say, for the fans. I love watching football every week, you know, gets you through the week, build up to that Sunday. I think it's a great idea. I like the idea of having only the number one seed get that bye. You know, they work the best. They earn that. And I don't mind having a 9-7 team make the playoffs, especially if it's a team like the Titans this year. You know, two great upsets back-to-back weeks. I think it's good for the sport. So, you know, that's my take on it, really.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. Chuck Hapro. Chuck, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Ike. I'm going to agree with you, Ike. I think it's a win-win situation for everybody. The owners are in business to make money, so they're going to make more money. The players, they're going to make more money. The networks, they're going to make more money through advertising and whatnot. And besides, with all the players getting more and more money in higher contracts, where's that money going to come from? So you get it from adding more games, which people are buying merch, they're buying into the ads and everything like that. Everybody wins. The fan gets to see more action. They're seeing a game that has more meaning at the beginning of the year as opposed to that meaningless game where guys are a little bit more reckless trying to make that bubble on the team. You can expand the rosters a little bit. Instead of maybe 53 guys, maybe go to 55 guys.
Let's focus on the playoffs for a second. Do you like the – because the 17-game regular season is almost like a separate conversation to me. The expansion of playoffs, what do you think of that?
I love it. It's an extra game. You're not really changing the format too much. It's number two. The number two guys, team, they're losing the bye. But you know what? If you're going to change – You got to give up something to get something.
Yeah, but why do you have to
Everybody's
change?
Everybody's going
to
win.
Yeah, but hang on. Why do you have to change? Did you not like the product before?
It was getting tiring.
What was getting tiring?
You only have two, say, wild cards. Now you're adding that extra one. So now, like the previous car said, Titans. I maybe wanted to see the Titans get into that extra week, but they didn't make it because they didn't make that cut.
When you watch, thanks Chuck, appreciate it. I know I'm in the minority. I believe I am, but when you were watching Wild Card Weekend last year, you said, "Yeah, I'm getting tired of this. I need another game on both Saturday and Sunday." That's not what people thought. They were perfectly fine.
You're looking at
it.
This wrong. It's not trying to fix something that was broke. That's not what they're doing.
Right. They're trying to make more money.
No, they're enhancing it. The experience of watching football, and that's what that's gonna do. You can't deny that having two extra wild card games, meaning you're having a triple header Saturday and a triple header Sunday, doesn't excite everybody. Like, there is no downside to that.
David Humes on Twitter says, "We play 17 games and let everyone in the playoffs. Playoffs shouldn't just be a participation event. You earn your way in. It should be special. If you go 10-6 and out, win 11 next year. Later in year, greater chance of injuries to key players."
That sounds stupid, and you don't care anything about injuries, so stop it. I love hearing fans care about the injuries of the players.
Well, I mean,
right.
All else being equal, we would rather have players not injured.
I'm sorry, I didn't play flag football.
I mean, that's where we're headed anyway. But I think
whether it's a 17-game schedule or a 16-game schedule.
But I think he's talking about in terms of our players, like with Carson Wentz. Now Carson's going to be going through a 17-game schedule.
Right.
It's an extra game.
Right.
It's an extra game for your quarterback to get whacked, whether it's Carson Wentz or any other quarterback.
Who cares? If he's going to get injured, he's going to get injured.
What? But if you put him out there for another game, it's giving him more chance to get hurt.
And it also gives him an opportunity to possibly put us in the playoffs.
Well, I mean,
We don't look at it that way. It also gives us an opportunity to get in the playoffs.
Or to get out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess what, John? That's part of it. Yes.
So it evens out.
Yes.
Okay.
So it doesn't hurt.
So why not leave it at 16 games and do it?
Because they don't make more money that way.
Yeah, but see, you keep bringing up the more money thing.
No, because you're asking.
I don't care.
I know. But see, what you're trying to do is, you know, what you're doing is asking a question of why they're doing it, and I'm giving you the answer.
No, we know
why
they're
doing
it. No,
you keep asking why they're doing it, so I'm giving you the answer. They're doing it for money. So from a fan's point of view, all we care about is the experience of watching the product. So you're going to have to explain to me how the product suffers from this. Forget about the money aspect of it. If I'm watching three wild card games the first wild card weekend on Saturday and Sunday, how is that bad?
But so add another playoff team too.
No, that's not the proposal.
No, that's not
the proposal.
I know, Ike.
What's there? So I'm asking, how does that make the experience of watching playoff football bad?
But my proposal is to add another
playoff
team.
No, because you're trying to change it
to
fit your
narrative. No, but no.
I'm asking you, how does adding a playoff game to Saturday and Sunday ruin my experience of watching wild card weekend?
Well, A, it can water down the playoff game. B,
A 9-7 team that played on wild card weekend played a 12-4 team. Was that a watered down product?
Not every year, but you're allowing a team that's mediocre to get in. You're allowing that chance.
I'm talking about, how is the product worse?
But see, if
you're trying to see, what you're trying to do is associate a record with how the product is going to be.
No.
This isn't college football. So a 9-7 team in the NFL is capable of beating the number one seed.
Right. So put eight teams in with
no
bias.
No, that's not what they proposed.
Yeah, but forget about the proposal. You're
but
saying
that's
that it
not
doesn't
what
hurt
they
the product. So
I'm
that
talking
hurt the
about,
either.
No, I'm talking about the way they have proposed it. How does it hurt the product? That's all I'm asking.
It hurts the product the same way by putting an eighth team in each wood as well. You're taking away a bye week, and you're allowing a team that otherwise wouldn't have been in the playoffs.
You do realize that's not the same, right? Because eight teams, it would be no bye week.
I know, and that's how you're changing the product.
No, you're not, because there's a team that still gets a bye week.
But there's a team that loses a bye week.
Okay.
It's the same thing. That's how you're changing the product. You're changing what you do with the playoffs. A team now doesn't get a bye week.
So?
A team that earned a bye week before, well, that's what you're changing. That's
but
the difference.
How does it make it a worse product?
Because you're allowing a team in that wasn't good enough under the previous format. So that would make the product not as good.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, that's your opinion. And
yeah,
maybe,
exactly.
Maybe some
but I got evidence. I got evidence that supports that. Because this is the NFL, and a 9-7 team isn't the same as a 4-12 team or a 5-11 team.
Steelers,
there are actually 9-7 teams that are good teams.
The Steelers at 8-8 would have been in the playoffs this year in the AFC.
Okay, so that's the one bad team that would have gotten in.
And that's a mediocre team that doesn't belong in the playoffs.
Okay, that's the AFC. What about the Rams?
The Rams are 9-7.
Yeah, that's the team that was in the Super Bowl the last year.
Okay, and they didn't deserve to be in the playoffs because they weren't very good. Let's go to Gary.
They got the same record as the Eagles.
Let's go to Gary. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, I'm taking you off speaker. Hold on.
You got it, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with both of you, and I don't think that it would hurt the product if they did go to eight teams, because then you have more competition. And let's just face it, the playoffs are a totally different animal than the regular season because of the single game elimination.
Uh-huh.
So the more eyeballs are going to be on the product, the more single elimination games there are. So, and it creates a higher level of competition when you have the single elimination aspect to it. And if you want the road to the Super Bowl to have the most excitement the whole way through, I think the more teams, the better. I'll leave you with this question. Were people fighting over the expansion from 10 to 12 teams like this?
When was that, Gary?
That was probably 90.
I'm not sure.
Mid-90s? I forgot
Maybe.
To appreciate that. I forgot to look it up. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, nobody. No, you know why no one was complaining about it? Because it gives an opportunity for other teams to get in the playoffs.
Right, but
still with this, other than baseball, that's ridiculous, and they finally realized it, they're going to start allowing more teams in the league. The other two leagues allow at least half their teams to make the playoffs. Right now, there are 32 teams in the NFL. Only 12 teams make the playoffs. So there are 20 teams eliminated from the beginning. 20 teams are eliminated. So now you're going to get 14 teams in the playoffs. Whereas in the NBA, where there's only 30 teams, over half of those teams make the playoffs, 16 of them. It's only 30 teams in the NHL. Over half of the league makes the playoffs.
And is that too much?
16 of them. No, because in the NHL, an 8 seed can actually beat the 1 seed.
In the NBA?
In the NBA, of course it's too much. In the NBA, they got too many teams in the NBA, period, let alone the playoffs. They can't even field 30 good basketball teams. They need to contract about 6 of those teams.
Yeah,
make the league a 24 league team.
I honestly just don't see how
the NBA is top heavy. That's what makes the NFL great. The NFL isn't top heavy.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online mark-jewelers.com. When you're getting engaged, they have the best selection anywhere. Check out Mark's Jewelers. It's a pretty good question. Is the NFL ruining a good thing with their new proposed playoff format? And it's pretty much a 50-50 split, 51-49 right now.
It's a good day at the office.
Saying yes, yeah. Yeah. Jack, what do you think? What was your what's your take? We haven't heard from you in a couple
hours. I like less teams making the playoffs in every sport. I like excellence being rewarded. I understand they make more money.
Excellence being rewarded.
Yeah.
I like my fanhood being rewarded.
Listen, we're trending towards 50% of teams making the playoffs in every single major sport, and I think it's a disgrace.
Oh, a disgrace.
Total disgrace.
So you watch sports. Let me see this. So you're telling me if the Sixers win the NBA title with over half the teams getting in the NBA, it's a cheap NBA championship.
No, it's still the same NBA championship.
Okay then.
But I don't like I don't watch sports just for the playoffs.
You don't?
No, I like the whole process of everything. This is just
he is a process guy.
Well, that's your problem.
He likes the build.
Well, okay, great for you. That's why. Yeah, I'm sure that's why you enjoy watching the Phillies that don't make the postseason.
But
for the last 9 years.
But normally
you've enjoyed that, right?
No, that's why. That's why I'm here to get Chris Bryant.
Hold on, but he just said he doesn't watch sports for the playoffs.
Not just for the playoffs.
I don't think
that's what everybody watches sports for, the playoffs.
The Phillies haven't deserved to make the playoffs. If they deserve to make the playoffs, they'd make the playoffs. This at least pushes them. This is just going to create more of this crap where bad teams make the playoffs.
Yep.
You go back through the history. I'm trying to figure out how many of these great teams have won Super Bowls. What, do I need to go to Elway's first Super Bowl win when he was a wild card team? Like, how many non-great teams have won championships?
I don't know.
I would dare to say a lot of them. There aren't many great teams.
Giants.
There aren't many great teams. You may have even when the Packers won it, they were 10-6.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if
they were 10-6.
The success that 7 seed has in the NFL and the playoffs coming up. It'll be interesting to see how it ends up working out. But normally would you say this is a major change to the NFL? Putting a 17th game, which may come later, and adding a playoff team to each conference and taking away a bye. That's a pretty significant change, right?
Yeah.
Normally when you change things like that, you're changing things for a reason. Right, like baseball's trying to change things because baseball's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're doing well financially because of local television contracts and national TV contracts, they're not doing well because their sport is thriving.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to come up with ideas to where make themselves interesting and make themselves relevant even when the playoffs start. Because guess what? Baseball isn't relevant nationally and to the national sports picture other than you know that it's the playoffs and the games are on national TV. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares outside of those cities, right? So they're trying to do things to do that. That's why you have change. There's no reason for change here. And that's just what I see.
There is reason for change.
Yeah, but sometimes you need change for change's sake. There's no reason for change's sake other than they're just trying to drum up more money. This isn't about the fans or to make the game better. It's about so they can get 2 more playoff games and more millions of dollars. I understand it, right? But it doesn't mean that I have to like it as a fan.
I don't see why you wouldn't like it as a fan. They just gave you another opportunity to make the playoffs. Break it down in simplest forms. And instead of all the emotion and all this other stuff, instead of why they changed the flavor of my Kool-Aid. It doesn't look the same, so I don't want to drink it. It's still Kool-Aid, dummy. You changed the flavor of it.
Well, if it tastes different, then you're going to be unhappy.
But it's still Kool-Aid.
What if it's watered down Kool-Aid?
No, it's still Kool-Aid. All they did was added another team to the playoffs. This doesn't hurt the sport.
Let's go to Josh and Roars for Josh. How are you?
This does not hurt the sport.
What's up, Josh?
Hey. Hey, Ike. Hey, John.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, first Josh? Off, what's wrong with your boy Spike?
What do you know? The hammer
was guilty, man.
Oh, the Joe.
Oh, I'm totally disappointed in Spike.
The trial
today.
Of Joe DeCameron. Do we have a sound clip to
totally
play at 5:25? At 5:25, we'll put, for all the people that missed it, Joe DeCameron was put on trial for welching on a bet. He was found not guilty today by Spike Eskin. We have the sound for it. We'll play it for you.
I'm glad you guys stepped on there, John, and showed him what a real man looks like when you lost the bet. You ponied up.
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately,
yeah, that wasn't
I did.
A bet. And he didn't have to do it.
Yeah, he didn't have to. That was not a bet. That was my loud mouth that I did. Like, even Ike said, no, you don't have to do that, man. And I'm like, I do, though. I was just too stupid to realize I should have not done it.
About this playoffs, I kind of find myself on the fence. I want to say I agree with Ike that more football is good.
No matter what
the teams are, more football is better. But the point I want to make is it playoffs or are we talking about a tournament?
It's the same thing.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
What's the difference?
Is it a playoff or a tournament? Yeah, what do you mean?
What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, in the NBA and the NHL, you've got, like Ike said, over half the teams, and you got one seeds that are sometimes just bowling over the eight seed. Like, they don't even deserve to be there. Like, how many teams had to face Jordan in the first round? Like, all right.
Yeah, and basketball is ridiculous, yeah. You got no shot at winning.
Now, I like the way it is right now. Like, there's nothing wrong with the product right now. You have to earn your way in. Now, I'm a little bit concerned. Like, you'd have a team like Pittsburgh with Duck Hodges as their quarterback going in to play, Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
for first week. They would have gotten blown out.
Yeah, see, this is the way I'm looking at it, right, Josh? I'm looking at it as an Eagles fan. That's the way I'm looking at it. So I'm saying, okay, this gives me a little more room for error, and I can still make the playoffs. My season isn't over with. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. I don't care if they have to get in the playoffs at 9-7. I don't care. I just want them in the playoffs. You guys are looking at this as if the Eagles have some sort of guaranteed trip to the playoffs every year. And everybody needs to play up to their standards. And if they're not a 10-plus win team, they don't deserve to get in. We act like we're Alabama here or something. Alabama or Clemson, who don't want more playoff teams because they want an easy road to get to the playoffs because it's easy when you have a team full of 4- and 5-star recruits. Well, the NFL doesn't work that way. It's about parity. Guys get injured. You lose players. And in the NFL, you can actually – be a team that only wins 9 games and still win the championship, only win 10 games and still win the championship. So that's all I care about is this gives my team another chance to be in the playoffs. That's all I care about.
Look who's on the line. Pete Cherokee, Pete the Crab from Chickies and Pete's. Pete, what are you doing, man?
What's up, Pete?
You know, first of all, look, you guys are awesome. Awesome. But Ike, you're more awesome than John.
Well, thank you, Pete.
You know, John, I mean, Johnny Marks.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and maybe it's just to get people to call. I don't know why you're doing it. But
well, you go.
No, he believes it.
I don't believe he believes that. First of all, let's get a couple things straight.
Yes.
The preseason games are cutting that back one, correct?
Yeah, if they go 17, they would definitely remove the.
And you're upset? Are you upset with that?
No, not as much. No, I'm more ticked off about
deal.
The playoffs.
I understand, but it's a package deal. It's not like a you know.
So the playoff stuff would likely start this year. The 17 game schedule may start in 2021 or even 2022. So that's not likely to happen right away.
All right. The other thing, did we establish if it would run to President's Day weekend?
It eventually would.
Seems like it would.
Yeah,
because they're probably going to add another bye weekend, so you probably had two bye weeks in the regular season.
Well, first of all, I'd much rather have, instead of having that early game in the summer, I'd rather have a game later in the winter when there's nothing
Agreed.
On.
Okay.
Agreed.
And I would much rather establish a weekend that was for the Super Bowl that's a three-dayer that people, you know, because a lot of kids like to watch the game, and it comes on really late at night.
Too late.
For some children. You know, you got to stay up to like, it is late. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I understand they're trying to accommodate the West Coast and the East Coast and so on. But so if they can make a three-day weekend out of it, yeah, is the NFL going to make more money? Sure. But I also believe the 17-game schedule are meaningful games. So you get one, you get 16 more meaningful games,
mm-hmm.
not two. You get every team
it's
plays
playing a
another
meaningful
team.
Game. Yes.
16 games.
Yep.
So there's a 16 more meaningful games in one season than your playoffs. The playoffs don't have to be touched. I understand they're not broken, but if the whole thing's a package deal, you put it together and you sell it. And it's not. It's better for football, I believe. And the little bit of change that it is very helpful to a lot of people and to the whole NFL. I think.
And you get an extra two games too, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good for business owners
great.
Too. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, and so is the people coming out. You know, just watching the Super Bowl in a restaurant or a bar and a sports bar. Now everybody's got big screens in their house.
Yes.
And because it's on late at night, I'm not.
No, you're
late,
right. It's on a Sunday night. Yeah, it's a Sunday night. Yeah.
It's a Sunday night. Kids got school the next day.
Yep.
So people don't come out with the family and some people and go to restaurants and bars because of that reason. So, yes, in a selfish way, I think it's better. But I also think it's better that I can watch that game or go to that game and have a great time and enjoy it. And not worry about getting up at the crack of dawn the next day to go to work.
We totally agree. In fact, Ike and I were saying put it on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl Saturday.
Oh, that would be great. Well, you know, yeah. I mean, Sunday is the – football was invented on a day that there was nothing to do.
Right.
They made Sunday night – or Sunday football because it was a dead day.
Yep.
There was nothing happening on Sunday. People went to church. They went home. It used to be when stores weren't even open.
Yep.
They said, let's play football on that day. And they created the busiest day out of the worst day financially or as far as revenue went.
You are right.
So I think – I'm sure people, when they went to went to Monday night football, now it's Thursday night, it's every night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not broken, I understand. But when they move to Thursday night football, that really screws up teams more than this.
Oh, big time,
you know, because
man.
You have a short week. So I think – I'm not going to argue with – people that know what they're doing, I'm sure they don't just
I wonder would they get rid of Thursday night football?
No.
They're not going to get
rid
of
it? No, they're making a ton of money off that.
Okay.
Absolutely, man.
Okay.
It's the most
I mean, Thursday night football is great. I mean, that moves the needle on Thursday night,
you know?
It moves the needle on Thursday night. Sunday night moves the needle.
But here's the funny thing, though, Pete. And here's what real quick, I didn't want to cut you off, but the funny thing about Thursday nights, right, is that a couple years ago, that's all people did was complain about Thursday night football. Right, it was like, why are they playing football on Thursday
night? But yet, more people watch that
than anything. Yeah, but more people are watching it somehow.
Exactly. So they know what they're doing. I think the NFL is a great machine, and it's lubricated and it's oiled, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they don't just come out with things unless they look. I mean, are they into it to make money? Who
is it?
Yeah, no, I know.
Right.
We know what they're doing.
Well, your next shot, your next contract, John. Don't send your agent in. Just give me whatever you want.
Hey, you can represent me, Pete. All right, Marks and Reese every Friday.
We'll be there tomorrow
at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll see everybody tomorrow there, Pete.
Thanks for putting me on, guys. Nice talking.
All right, brother.
Got it, man. There he is, Pete the Crab. Check it in.
There you go, businessman.
Of course.
Oh, he's a businessman. He wants to see another game.
But he looks at it in part fan, part businessman. Mm-hmm. The NFL looks at it as 100% business.
That's what they should.
Right. No, you're right. They should.
It's a business.
Right. And the players look at it and say,
it's a business.
It's a business. We want to make our money.
Yeah.
Right. And that's fine. They should. But, like, I don't think a fan should look at it from that perspective and be like, oh, well, the NFL is just trying to make money. So what?
No, we don't care about the money that they're making. We're just wondering how it affects us. And what we're doing is getting another week of football, and we're getting a playoff experience that we've never experienced. Triple header football on wild card weekend, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Whew! Count me in.
Ike's sweating over there just thinking about it. Got a Door and Windows big winter sale. One more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Get in right now. Got a Door and Window. 877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com.
See, this is the way I look at it. Football is king. Football is king. We care about it. We think it's going to disrupt our viewing pleasure of the game. That's where the outrage is at right now. We think this is going to bother us. But wait until we get into that season, and we got an extra game? Boy, we got triple headers on a playoff weekend?
But I don't think it's gonna bother people, but it doesn't mean it makes it better. I mean, I think that's what I'm saying is that, like, you have more playoffs.
Well, people sound like it bothers them.
It's not better playoffs. You get more playoffs. I don't think you're getting better playoffs. And that's normally when you make a change like this, you're trying to improve the product.
I don't know how you would get better playoffs. More games makes it better playoffs.
No.
Like, you can't change the game of what it is. You're just giving us an extra game to watch on playoff weekend.
Let's go to Rob in Williamstown, New Jersey. Rob, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. I think by adding more and more teams to the playoff picture in any pro sports, it just lessens the accomplishment of making the playoffs. And I can't believe that Ike said only 12 of the 32 teams are make the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, that's over 33%. That's more than a third. Aren't the most elite or the best teams supposed to be in the playoffs? Not half of the league?
But the league is built on parity. That's what the league is
built on. If you want to do it that way.
That's what the league is built on, Rob. Rob, that's what the league prides itself on. They don't want 10 dominant teams.
Watch more football. But, I mean, you might as well have just the triple elimination round robin tournament from day one. And everybody be in the playoffs until you get knocked out.
See, another extreme example. See, you got to go to the extreme example, Rob. Because you don't really like
well,
what
you
you're
know,
hearing.
I'm just
saying, but I'm not giving you a
– It's more than a third of the teams in the playoffs as it is.
And that's
you want half the teams in the playoffs?
Well, it's like that in two
doesn't
of the – Hold up. It's like that in two of the other major sports.
That don't make it right.
What do you mean it doesn't make it right?
Hold on, Rob.
All of these sports, right? Walk with me with this. Let's see, college football, everybody goes to a damn bowl game. They got a 4-team playoff that's going to 6 teams eventually. So they're going to increase the playoffs there. That's going to increase. Let's see, over half the teams make the playoffs in basketball and hockey. Baseball realizes to increase the interest in their fan base, they are actually adding playoff teams. They're adding wild card teams. So they even want more teams to qualify for the postseason. That's all the NFL is doing. That's all the NFL
is
doing.
They're all doing it from a revenue standpoint. I get it. I love watching football.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind watching an extra game.
Okay.
But it cheapens the fact that it's such a great achievement to get into the playoffs, and it makes the regular season a little cheaper. And the fact
yeah, but isn't
that
the postseason the only
is
thing
great.
That matters? No, but nobody cares about the regular season.
Jack does.
Hold on. No, see, here's where that thinking is wrong. What did the Ravens get for going 14-2?
A bye.
What else?
I think that's
they get a trophy or something.
Yeah, 14-2. That's
they get a 14-2 trophy?
No, I don't think they well. Maybe they made one.
Right, so in other words, them going 14-2 in a regular season only meant they got a bye.
Right.
Didn't guarantee anything else.
No, of course not.
Right. Right.
Okay, yeah, but especially now, that bye is going to be pretty important.
Right. What I'm saying is, we talk about how we want the best teams, this and another. Well, why aren't you upset that the Ravens didn't play in the Super Bowl against the best team in the NFC?
Because they lost.
Why aren't people upset that Tennessee got in the playoffs at 9-7 and beat the Ravens? That's exactly what makes the sport great. That's what makes the postseason great, is that that's what really matters. Regular season is there for entertainment purposes to qualify for the postseason. This isn't college football where you need to go undefeated through the season. So the regular season already isn't as important.
So the so Ike, how would players be compensated for a 17th game if they sign contracts based on a 16 game schedule? Well, mm-hmm. under the proposed CBA, they'd get an extra game check, but it'd be capped at $250,000 for that game. So the highest paid players would play for less than usual. That's per Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. So
Well, maybe they won't agree to it.
Yeah, that's yeah.
What can I tell you?
That tells me the proposed CBA ain't gonna pass.
But I would imagine they got, if the league really wants this to happen, this is all bargaining. This is, the league wants this to happen. So they're not going to allow that to keep this from happening.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too much money at stake for you to be haggling over what you're going to pay a guy. If his contract, he should be paid 1/17th of what his contract is.
Yeah, it should be.
I mean, that's plain and simple.
Yeah, if that means they have to increase the cap to do that for every team, they should
increase the cap to do it. Yes.
Well, I mean, he signed the contract to play 16 games, not 17 games.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to work with him there.
Yes.
All right, coming up, we're going to play you the final verdict in today's trial of Joe DeCamera. Joe DeCamera made an on-air bet.
Spike should have to answer for his ruling.
Is he here?
I'm Spike Eskin.
All right. We'll get him in here afterwards. Yes. So you'll find out what happened with Joe. And also, Nigel Bradham put out a tweet saying goodbye to Philadelphia Eagles fans and the Eagles. We'll tell you what he said coming up next.
Never mind.
Mark Cerise on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. The final verdict of Joe DeCamera coming up next. But, hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. DRGLAT.com. Go to his website right now. If you've thought about hair loss or you've been concerned about your hair loss, or you heard me talking about Dr. Glatt, and you want to see my before and after pictures, if you want to see the process and the procedure explained to you, it's obviously it's science. In 2020, you're regrowing your own hair, so it's not simple, but it really is simple. It's called hair restoration. When you get the old car from the 60s and it needs to be restored and you get new paint, you get new tires to redo the inside, right? Or you're restoring some a piece of antique furniture that you found, right? It's called restoration for a reason. Same thing with the hair. You're restoring your hair. And that's pretty much what Dr. Glatt and his hair team are doing. And they're the experts in the industry, over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. So if you're looking for the most success and the most experience in hair restoration, Dr. Glatt and his hair team have it. And I'm living proof. You can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com. Get a hold of me on email, Instagram, Twitter. My DMs are open. Find my email, and I'll answer any questions that you have. I can even set you up with my guy over at Dr. Glatt to get you started. Or call his office right now, 610-980-4000, or once again, drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.